This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The FBI is helping to investigate the cause of Thursday's Marshall Fire that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and businesses. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Downed power lines were originally suspected to be behind the cause of Thursday's Marshall Fire, but investigators now say they've mainly found fallen phone and communication lines, which are unlikely to ignite anything. Governor Jared Polis confirmed that an investigation into the cause is underway.
If there was, of course, anybody responsible for the start of this fire, we expect that they'll be held fully accountable under the law.
Police have received numerous tips, and Sheriff Joe Pelley confirmed on Sunday that the start of the fire was near a shed on private property in a rural area. But the sheriff declined on Sunday to say whether he thought it was human or nature-caused. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado families who experienced pandemic food insecurity found help from a state program funded by federal dollars. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The Department of Human Services says the pandemic electronic benefit transfer has now given 500,000 children and families food assistance. The program's Carla Maricini says it reimburses families whose kids missed meals at school or daycare centers.
This is an excellent path forward for us to figure out how in the future we can ensure that anytime schools are closed, kids still have access to nutritious food.
Since the pandemic hit, 1 in 6 Colorado kids may not always know when or where they'll get their next meal. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Denver Broncos will miss the NFL playoffs for the 6th year in a row. That's after Sunday's loss to the L.A. Chargers. The Broncos have one game left in the season against Kansas City Saturday. It's unknown whether the Broncos will keep head coach Vic Fangio for another year after his third losing season. This is CPR News and KRCC.